Okay, we're on the Gemara Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The last paragraph we learned, and we'll just review it quickly. Vahani Tanoi Kahani Tanoi. The first word on the line is Rishon. First word on the line is Rishon. If you remember, let's just briefly recap. We had a Machloikas Tanoim between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. What was the Machloikas? The Machloikas was in the Gemara. Machloikas was in the Gemara, Legaba the Zman of Achilas Korban Pesach. Can you eat Korban Pesach until Chatzos or all the way until the morning? We're not going to see all the drushes again, but it was based on different Gzeres HaKosovs. That was the Machloikas. Balailo Hazeh, what does it mean? Va'ochlues HaBosor Balailo Hazeh. Does that mean Balailo Hazeh means only at midnight, just like Makas Bechoyres? Or does it mean all the way until the morning, because that was the Zman of Chipozim? Why was that the Zman of Chipozim? Because that's when Klal Yisrael left. That was a discussion that we saw between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. They both derived it from Psukim. We're not going to see that again. I mean, as Hashem, we will, but not for the moment. Now, the Gemara says that the exact same machloikas that we find between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva is actually a machloikas between another set of Tanoim as well. Which Tanoim? Says the Gemara, Vahani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi. These Tanoim, namely Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, parallels Hani Tanoi. The following set of Tanoim also seem to have the identical machlekas, albeit that they learn this from different psukim. The Tanya. Now, we saw this at the end of last time, just the beginning. We're going to learn it properly today. Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach. The Tanya, we have a braisa that said as follows. Shom tizbach es ha-pesach bo'erev. Kavoy ha-shemesh. Moyed Seischa Mimitzrayim. Now that posuk, if you translate it literally, is highly, highly problematic. Why? Because there is a triple contradiction in the posuk. It says, Shom Tizbach Es HaPesach. When should you sacrifice the Pesach? Bo'erev. We know that Bo'erev, even though we normally translate it as evening, but technically speaking, Erev is actually the afternoon, Beino Arbaim. Then it says, Kavoy HaShemesh. Kavoy HaShemesh is after the sun has set. That's nighttime. That's already a contradiction. Is it in the afternoon, Be'erev, or is it Kavoy HaShemesh? And then it says, Moyed Tseischa Mimitzrayim. At the time, Moyed is a time that you left Mitzrayim, which is in the morning. So what's going on over here? Are you supposed to eat or sacrifice a Korban Pesach afternoon, night or morning? Every word in that pasuk seems to contradict the word before. So we have a machloikas tanoim, how we can reconcile the pasuk. And what will emerge is the two ways of reconciling the pasuk will end up the exact same two ways that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva have it. In other words, can you eat Korban Pesach only until Chatzos or all the way until the morning? So let's have a look at the Gemara. Tanya, we have a braisa, Shom Tizbach Es HaPesach Bo Erev, number one. Kavoy HaShemesh, number two. Moyed Seischa Mimitzrayim, number three. So it's all contradictory, doesn't seem to make any sense. Says the Gemara, this is the way you've got to reconcile the pasuk in the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Bo Erev Atozoyveach. So Erev, if you remember, we translated, does not mean evening, it means the afternoon, like Beino Arbaim. That first time period mentioned in the Pasuk is a reference to when you have to be Zoyveach. What does that mean, Zoyveach? Zevach. Zevach is a korban. When do you actually bring the korban? When is the korban sacrifice? And the answer is in the afternoon. Then, ukaboy hashemesh, Then after the sun sets, meaning nighttime, all the way until Chatzos, that's the time not for the sacrificing of the korban, but rather the eating of the korban. So Rabbi Elazar has clearly told you that when do you eat the korban Pesach? Only in the night, not until the morning. So why does it say in the pasuk Moyed Seischom Mitzrayim, the time that you're leaving Mitzrayim? So he says that third time period is referring to what?
Sorry.
Moyed Seischom Mitzrayim Atos Soyreif. We know that a korban, we mentioned this last time, a korban which has been left over is called noisa. Noisa, that is the exact translation of the word noisa. It's been remained left behind and it needs to be burned. But you don't burn it in the night. You only burn it in the morning. In which case, says Rabbi Elazar, so it's wonderful. Why are there three different time periods referred to in this pasuk? And the answer is, it's referring to three different halachas. When do you sacrifice the Korban Pesach? Bo'erev. When do you eat the Korban Pesach? Balaila. That's called Kibbutz HaShemesh. When do you burn the Korban Pesach if it's left over? Only in the morning. No stira whatsoever. That is opinion number one. What's opinion number two? Rabbi Yeshua Oimer that no. Rabbi Yeshua says, the way that you reconcile the pasuk is actually different. By the way, is the picture manageable? I know it's a little bit less clear today, but it's okay.
The color is very rich. It's very, I like it very much. I don't know what you're doing, but compared to the way it was before, it was almost bleached this time. I mean, you have a very more ruddy complexion. The color is very, very saturated. It's very good.
Maybe I was on the beach all day yesterday. You don't know what I was doing. No, actually, Rav Nachum Geller can testify that I was in the Beis HaMedrash. Yeah, I'll call upon him for open, but okay, I'll switch back maybe shortly to the other camera. You'll tell me what's better. I'll call upon him. So this is the opinion number one of Rabbi Elazar. Says Rabbi Yeshua that no, I disagree. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, the way you've got to reconcile the pasuk is different. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Bo'erev. Yes, I agree with you on that part. That in the Erev, which means the afternoon, that's when you've got to be makriv the Korban Pesach. Fine. Kavoy HaShemesh, I agree with you on part two as well. That after the sun sets, meaning at nighttime all the way until Chatzos, Ata Oichel. I agree with you on that part as well. So where do I disagree? Until when can you keep on going and eating the Pesach? Here is where I disagree. Ad moyed seischa mimitzrayim, quote unquote. So when the Torah says afternoon, evening, and morning, the way you've got to read the pasuk according to Rabbi Yeshua is afternoon for sacrificing the korban, evening for eating the korban, until the morning you can continuously still eat the korban. So what emerges now in the final analysis? Until when can you eat the korban Pesach? It's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Elazar, only at night. According to Rabbi Yeshua, all the way to the morning. That's what the Gemara means. This machlokes tanoim is exactly the same as the machlokes in the previous part of the Gemara, not between those two tanoim, but different tanoim, namely Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said only until the night. Rabbi Akiva said no, until the zman of chipozoin, which is in the morning, and that is the identical machlokes over here too, between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So we have two sets of Tanoim having the exact same machlokes. Let's have a look at Rashi, the lengthy Rashi over here. Shom Tizbach Esapesach Bo'erev. Kavoy HaShemesh Moed Seis HaMitzrayim. Says Rashi, Hare lecha shloisha zmanim she'enom shavim. Here you have three different time periods which are not the same. Why? Bo'erev quote unquote means ki yintalu yintu tzlalei erev, when the evening shadow, the afternoon shadows start stretching out. When is that? Hainu la'acha chatzos, after midday. Shenistalka chamo meroish kol adam, when the sun has been removed from the heads of people. At chatzos, midday, so we know that where is the sun? Exactly above roish kol adam. Afternoon is when the sun is now not exactly vertically above roish kol adam. That's why the shadows start becoming longer, and that's called erev. The not solamarev, and the sun starts moving off towards the west, towards sunset. Then it says kavoy hashemesh, quote unquote. Well, that means something else. That means misha hashecha, once it's become dark. That's not afternoon. And then it says moyed seischa mitzrayim. When is that? Baboika. Keitzad yiskaimu kulam, question mark. So how can you possibly establish all of these three? Every single word seems to suggest something else. Is it afternoon? Is it night? Or is it morning? So the first opinion, which was the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, says as follows. Bo'erev, quote unquote, is lezman shchita. That's referring to the time of Shechita. So you've got to shech the Pesach in the afternoon. Kavoy HaShemesh, quote unquote. What is that referring to? Nighttime. What happens at night? Haschol HaZman Achila. That's when you can begin eating the Korban. You cannot begin eating the Korban at day. If you remember, in the previous sugya, we learned that this is a Chiddush. Because most karbonos, you can be makriv the karbon, let's say in the daytime, and you can begin eating it straight away. Not so karbon pesach. Karbon pesach, you're makriv during the day, but it can only be eaten at night, which is called kibor hashemesh, after the sun has set. And then, what does it mean? Moed seischa, quote unquote. That's the third phrase in this pasuk. That means zman sreifa, the time of burning the korban. Kloima baboike hu nase noisar. It's in the morning when it becomes noisar. If it's been left over, it should not be left over. But if it does, if it's been left over, it becomes noisar in the morning. Shehigia zman sreifa. You've now reached the time of sreifa, like any korban. You don't eat it to the night, in the morning it becomes nicer. However, Ela lafi she'ein sorfin kodshim b'yomtev. It happens to be that there's a halacha which says you're not allowed to burn korbanos on yomtev. Therefore, mamtinin lo, you have to wait ad boiker she'ini, until the next morning. Why is that? Because we know that the whole heter to burn anything on Yom Tov is only if it's a tzorech of Yom Tov. So if it's tzorechi oichel nefesh, then there's a heter to be tzorech on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to burn things, you're allowed to make a fire to cook something on Yom Tov if you need to eat the food on Yom Tov. Masha'en kein, burning noisar is not letzorech Yom Tov. And if noisar is not letzorech Yom Tov, so you've got no heter to burn the korban. Therefore, you wait until the next morning. So it is morning, but it's not this morning, it's the next morning. That is the first opinion, i.e. Rabbi Elazar, who says afternoon is sacrificing, nighttime is eating, morning is burning, says Rashi. The second opinion disagrees. Who is the second opinion? The second opinion was Rabbi Yehoshua. And Rabbi Yehoshua says that no, it's true, you eat the korban at night, but it doesn't have to be ended there. You've got all the way until the morning. Ad Mosai Ata Oichel. Until when can you eat the korban? Until the morning. You can eat the korban until the morning. Now, if you remember, in the previous brisa, we had the same machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. Which opinion said that you can eat the korban until the morning? Rabbi Akiva. Says Rashi, so too over here, Hainu Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Yeshua is telling you in this brisa that you can eat the korban Pesach until the morning, that follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Avol the Tana Kama. Whereas, according to the first opinion, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, it is ad chatzois lailo havazman achila. It is only until chatzois, that's when you can eat it, versu loy, and no more.
How do we know that?
The Eloi, my Benayhu, because if not, what's the difference between opinions? If they both hold that you can eat Korban Pesach at night, so what on earth is the difference between the two opinions? Why is it a machlokes? The answer is, the only solitary difference between the two is that, yes, you begin eating the Korban Pesach at night, but when must you end? The Tana Kama says, until Chatzos. The second opinion says, all the way until the morning, that is the machlekas. And that parallels exactly the old machlekas that we have between Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Is it until chatzos or is it until the morning? Very good. Now, you'll remember, I hope, that in the last sugya, we learned the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'ochlu es habosor balaylo hazen," and it says, "Bechipozin." What's the translation of the word "bechipozin"? With haste. When did Klal Yisrael? When did that chipozin happen?
Morning.
Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim b'chipozayin in the morning. And that's why there was an opinion that said, if it says you have to eat Korban Pesach, b'chipozayin, it means until the time of chipozayin. And the time of chipozayin is the morning. So have a look now on the Gemara, and this now brings the sugya to a close. Says the Gemara. Omar of Abba, Hakoil Moidim, all opinions agree. Keshenigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim, Loi Nigalu Elo Be'erev. We must differentiate between the Zman of the Geula and the Zman of the Yitzir. At which point were they freed? So we know at Laila came to Makas Bechayros, Pare runs around and says, that's it, you can leave Mitzrayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm sorry, we're not leaving in the middle of the night, we're not Ganovim, we're leaving in the morning. So the Geula actually happened when? At night. The Yetzir, when did we actually exit Mitzrayim? That happened in the morning. Says Rav Abba, Omar Rav Abba, Hakoil Moedim, all opinions agree that Kshekin Nigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael were redeemed, we're not talking about when they left, at what point were they redeemed, meaning at what time, at what point were they freed from Mitzrayim? Loi Nigalu Ela Be'erev, they were redeemed in the evening. Shenemar, as it says, Hoitziacho Hashem Eloikecho Mimitzrayim, Lailo. Underline the word Laila. So definitely something very significant happened at Laila, and that is the time that Klal Yisrael were Nigal. That's when the freedom took place. However, Ukashayotsu. When, however, did they actually physically exit Mitzrayim? Not when were they redeemed, but rather when did they exit Mitzrayim? Loyotsu Elabayim. They only left in the morning. Shenema mimocharos ha-pesach yotzu b'nei Yisrael b'yad Ramo. Meaning mimocharos, the next morning following the Pesach, Klal Yisrael yotzu, that's when they actually left, b'yad Ramo. So says Rav Abba, everybody agrees to that. Yes, we may well have a machlokes tanoim. Can you eat korban Pesach till chatzos or till the morning? That's all very wonderful. But everybody agrees to the history. There's no machlokes what actually happened in Mitzrayim. Everybody agrees that the geula was balayla. Everybody agrees that the yitziah was at morning. That's not the discussion. By the way, this would explain why it is that both in Shachris and Maariv, we have the bracha of the Geula, Goal Yisrael, not in Mincha. There's Alocha, which we've discussed in the past. You have to be Soimeich Geula Letfila. When is that? For Shachris and for Maariv, not for Mincha. Why is there no mention of Geula Mincha? Why only Maariv and Shachris? According to the Gemara we're just now learning, it's wonderful. Because there was an aspect of Geula at Laila, and there was an aspect of Geula in the morning, but not at Mincha. Nothing happened at Mincha. At night is the time that Pare actually released us. In the morning is the time that we actually exited. So it's appropriate to talk about the Geula both at night and at morning, but not, however, at Mincha.
Was it the morning or was it Be'etzem Hayom?
Baboyke. It was in the morning. So where do we get this from? That's what the Gemara now discusses. There is no discussion about when the Geula was. There is no discussion about when the Yitzir was. What is the discussion? Alma nechleku, question mark. So what is the machloike? The answer is al sha'as b'chipozim. Klal Yisrael left b'chipozim. Which particular point do we attribute the chipozim to? Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah sovar my chipozim, chipozim de Mitzrayim. Rebbe Kiva sovar my chipozim, chipozim de Yisrael. What does that mean? Chipozim in the Mitzrayim and chipozim in the Yisrael. Have a look at Rashi, the last narrow line. Me'erev nigalu, nosnu lohem rushus lotzis. What does it mean that the Geulas Mitzrayim was at Laila, but they didn't leave then, says Rashi, it's true, but they had permission to leave. When did they practically leave? They practically, however, left only in the morning. So, do we look at chipozoin de Mitzrayim? What's chipozoin de Mitzrayim? Says Rashi. On the bottom line, makas abochayrim she'al yodom. It was through that nechpazu, they rushed lemaher l'shalchom. They were very hasty and rushed to send us out. When we talk about chipozoin, haste, whose haste are we talking about? The first opinion is we're talking about not the haste of Klal Yisrael, it's the haste of Mitzrayim. They were very hasty, speedy in releasing us. After 210 years, all of a sudden, there was no gradual UN, United Nations summit and a meeting. It was all from moment to moment. That's how way the Yeshua Hashem always comes, keherifayim. So the chipozoin is not referring to the time that we left Mitzrayim. It's referring to not Klal Yisrael's haste, but rather the Egyptian haste. When was that? Makas b'chayreis, they were all running around like headless chickens, including Paray. Says, quick, quick, get out of Mitzrayim. Second opinion is, says Rashi, the no, chipozin de Yisrael. What does it mean, chipozin de Yisrael? Loi shomu lohem lot says. They didn't actually listen to them and follow instruction to leave. Ad boiker until the morning. So we have a discussion. The Torah talks about the chipozoin. And the shaila is, who's chipozoin? Is it referring to the chipozoin of Mitzrayim that took place at night? Or is it referring to the chipozoin of Klal Yisrael that took place at day? So therefore, when we have two opinions, when must you eat the Korban Pesach? Is it at day or is it only at night? Now we know what it all depends on. When was the chipozoin? I'm just going to try switching my camera. You tell me, Rabbi Yosef, if it's any better or worse. 1 second. Is it clearer, just a bit lighter?
It's lighter. The color isn't as rich.
I think it's much better. It's much more real.
Right. Yeah, it's clear. Yeah, I especially got this camera. It should be clearer. Okay.
It's bright. It's brighter. It's brighter.
Yeah. Okay. I just need to get my suntan back. Fine. Says the Gemara on the fifth last line. Tofnun hei Tanya Nami Hachi. We have similarly learned in a brisa, Hoitziacho Hashem Eloikecho Mitzrayim Laila, quote unquote. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim at night. What's the big question? V'chi b'layla yotzu? Did they really leave at night? It's not true. Surely v'aloi lo yotzu elo b'yoyim. Surely they only actually left practically in the day. So why do we talk about Klal Yisrael leaving at night? Shenema mimochros ha-pesach. Yotzu b'nei Yisrael b'yad Ramos. So we have a steer in the Pesukim. We have a contradiction in the Pesukim. We have one Pesuk that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out at night. We have another Pesuk that says that they only left next morning. What's going on? Elam Alamed. We learn from Rabbi Yish Shehischila Lohem Gula Miba'erev. That the Tchilas Gula happened at night. There was a Tchilas Gula. And there was a Seif Geula. It's very, very fundamental, this Gemara. In understanding the whole process of Geula, it was a two-stage process. It began at night. That's when Mitzrayim, not Klal Yisrael, when Mitzrayim were b'chipozin, they were rushed to kick us out. Then we actually left in the morning, b'chipozin, very rushed. That was in the morning. So it was a Hascholas Geula, and there was a Seif Geula. Now, if you remember, why are we busy discussing in Masechta's Brochas Hilchos Korban Pesach? And the answer is because we wanted to know why in our Mishnah, which spoke about Kriya Shema Balayla, and it says you've got to read Kriya Shema B'Chatzos, why did it not also say, there's another example, you've got to eat Korban Pesach B'Chatzos? And the answer is because it's a Machlokes Tanoim. And our Mishnah follows the opinion that you can eat Korban Pesach until the morning. But albeit there is another opinion, i.e. Rabbi Elazar and Azariah, and also Rabbi Elazar, they both hold it's got to be eaten by night. Fine. Let's just make a start to the next Gemara. Daber no ba'ozne ha'om. So again, we're going back into Agadeic Gemara. It says, Daber no ba'ozne ha'om. Kodesh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu, please speak into the ears of the nation and tell them that what? That they're going to leave Mitzrayim now, but they're going to leave Berechush Gadol. What does that mean, Berechush Gadol? With a large bounty or booty. Now, the interesting word is the word no. We normally translate no as please. Please speak to Klal Yisrael as if you have to implore of them, beg them to take the money. And why would you have to beg them to take the money? I'm sure they'll be more than happy to take the money. Says the Gemara, Omri Debeyanai, says Debey Rabbeyanai, ain no, quote unquote, elo loshein bakosha. No is a phrase that denotes bakasha. It's a request. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to request, as it were, of Klal Yisrael to take the money? Omar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu le Moshe. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, bevakasha mimcha. Please, I'm begging you, I'm requesting, lech, go, ve'emor lohem li Yisrael, and tell Klal Yisrael, bevakasha mikem. Please, I'm asking of you, sha'alu mimitzrayim, go and ask the Mitzrayim for klei kesef, for klei zahav. Why must I request this? Shelo yoimar oisei tzadik. Because that tzaddik, which tzaddik?
Avraham
Avinu. It's the top Rashi. Oisei tzaddik, Avraham. I don't want, chas v'shalom, Avraham Avinu to have a complaint. What might be Avraham Avinu's complaint? Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had foretold all of Geulas Mitzrayim in the Bris Bein Absarim. So Avraham Avinu knew full well there was going to be a Bris Bein Absarim. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him two things. What were the two things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him? Number one, that your descendants will be enslaved. Number two, they will then leave with a large Rechush. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want Avram to complain and say I only kept the first half and not the second half. Shelo yoimar oisei tzadik va'avodum ve'inu oisam, quote unquote, kiyem bohem. That was all fulfilled. The fact that they were enslaved and afflicted, but, quote unquote, va'acharechein yetzu berechush gadol. But the follow-up promise that, yes, there will be a shibud, but afterwards they'll leave Baruchush Gadol, loy kiyem bohem. Where was that fulfilled? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore I don't want Avraham Avinu to have a taina, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to request, as it were, of Klal Yisrael, not that Klal Yisrael didn't want to take the money, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu was expressing kaviyochol that he was very keen that they should indeed take the money, because otherwise Avraham Avinu will have a taina. What's going on? You only kept promise number one, which is that they'll be enslaved, and you never kept promise number two, which is they will afterwards leave Baruchush Gadol.
Isn't this pasuk referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's request of Moshe? Please, yes. Moshe, go tell Bnei Yisrael.
Right.
Request of them.
Both.
There's two bakashas here.
Two bakashas. So for every stage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Moshe, ask Klal Yisrael, please, to take. In other words, I want this to happen. It was kaviyachol very important to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that this should happen. Why? Because otherwise, Avraham Avinu would have a taina. You kept the first promise and not the second. Okay, we have to hold it over here. Just for those who joined us late, just a brief reminder. I know we had a bit of a break, but I'm going to resume Be'ezus Hashem, the Monday night VAD series starting tonight. And we're going to have a three-part series. I hope the Groh will send an email. A three-part series during the 3 weeks, looking at Inyone Beis Amigdosh and Korbonos and Aliyah Leregel, in order to prepare us for Tisha B'Av. So it'll be every Monday during the 3 weeks.
The email did go out. It did go out.
Okay, fine. Very good. Okay, all of the...